98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Chima,
chima, chima, chima, chima. A new prize. Chima, 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 chima. Chaotic moments. Chima, chima,
chima, chima, chima. Loads of fun.
98 FM.
Yes, welcome to our game of Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Hey, answer your front door from your phone with a new Ring doorbell.
Smash a smoothie with a new Nutri Bullet.
And claim your life
with a brand new power washer.
Your garden will look incredible.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
I love the way she says Nutri Bullet.
Nutri.
I love it.
And a power washer has now been added to the prize pot. But who is going to walk away with that prize, I hear you ask? Well, Aoife's on the line. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are fantastic. Where are you calling us from?
Tallaght.
And what's the plans for the day?
Not an awful lot. I have a 6-week-old baby here, so just enjoying all the newborn snuggles.
Oh, what's their name? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. His name is Brady.
Oh, lovely.
My goodness. And tell me, how has it changed your life when you're kind of spending every day now together?
It's great. I'm loving it. It's very tiring, but I love it.
So great. Worth it. So, well, listen, we want to add to the household goods here for you, Aoife. Have you played Matchy Matchy before? Do you play along?
No, I play along. I listen to it in the morning with my mum with a cup of tea. And lovely. She's actually an awful lot better than what I am, but I'll give it a go.
Is she with you this morning?
She's here with me for moral support.
Is she? Oh. What's her name?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, all right. Well, who are you going to play with this morning? Are you going to play with myself, Carl, or are you going to play with Paul?
Can I play with Paul too?
You can play with Paul. You're going to the booth.
Tala knows.
Go on. Out.
I'm going.
Sorry, you can't get the staff these days, Aoife. Sorry. Right. He's out the gap. He's in the booth. Aoife, are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
I think so.
Okay, here we go. Right. Your first word this morning is hot.
Cold.
Okay. Your second word this morning is track. Track. T-R-A-C-K.
Oh, that's a hard one. Track star.
Okay.
Oh, track suit. Can I change it?
Track suit, that? Yeah. Right. And your third word is south. South.
Can you say that again?
Yep, your third word is south. S-O-U-T-H. South.
East.
South. East. Okay, so you've got hot, cold. You've got track, suit. And you've got south, east. Aoife, are you ready to lock in those words?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Right, Paul, back you come.
Back you come.
Right, sit yourself down there.
It was lully.
Was it nice?
It was lully.
Lovely. Right. Okay.
Money.
Right. Your first word this morning, Paul Ryder, is hot.
Stuff.
Okay. Your second word this morning is track.
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 Oh, it's one of them. Oh, I hate when it's one of them. Track.
T-R-A-C-K. Track.
Star.
Okay. And your third word this morning.
Oh God, the whole city just yawned there at me there. Track star. Crap.
Is south.
Dublin.
Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Ryder.
Oh, God.
Have you matched with Aoife? Oh, you haven't, I'm afraid.
Is there any there?
No.
Oh, God, Aoife, I'm so sorry.
So Aoife said hot, cold.
Oh, okay.
She said track star, and then she changed it
no!
to track Seuss.
Oh.
And she said southeast.
Can I ask, did Eva have the same... Eva, did you have the same trouble as I did with Star Trek?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A bit trouble with all of them, to be honest.
Yeah. Trackstar.
Well, if it was easy, sure, everybody would win it.
Well, listen, I'm glad we kindred spirited on the Trackstar thing, because I thought the whole literally country just went, oh my God, what's he on?
Well, look, Aoife, thank you so much for playing. We will send you out a 98FM goodie bag for playing, and I hope you have a great day. And congratulations on the birth of baby Brady.
Thanks so much, guys.
And thanks so much for listening. No problem at all. Have
thanks,
a great day.
Eva.
Bye.
98FM. All day. Big breakfast. Brendan's big. 98FM.
The wonderful Mr. Paul Ryder is here all this week. And he's in for Brendan's bit. Paul, what's happening?
So, you know when you go away on holidays, right? And you're floating about the city. And all of you might see a monument or something like that. And you'll kind of go, oop, take a little picture. It could be, over here, it's a lot of Molly Malone. Yeah. There's been a big chat about Molly Malone the last couple of
weeks. There's always that awkward couple that's standing there. And the hands down by the side, it's going, take the picture.
Yeah,
that's me.
Well, there's five women who staged a... Now, I'm going to say these two words, but they don't just bear with me. A semi-nude photo shoot on a pole outside a cultural landscape at 1:30 while on holidays in Greece, right?
Yeah.
Now, it was all very tasteful. There was nothing like... It wasn't bold about it. It was just a nice little photo shoot. They have now faced court. They were allegedly filmed swinging around the white post at Corfu's Old Palace, which is a 200-year-old former royal residence and a World Heritage Site, right?
Yeah.
Now, I say swinging around the pole. These five ladies are all professional pole dancers, okay?
Okay.
And they were in Greece for a
I don't know why my brain just went, when you said swinging around the pole, I immediately went to some poor Polish fella who's walking down the street going, come here for me, we want to take a pic, swing out of him there, will you, Teresa, grab him.
They were all arrested because... They were obviously doing this thing as part of a thing they were doing for pole dancing over in Greece, right? And there was people who kind of went over and took a bit of a shine to it and were putting these pictures on social media.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden they found out it was an illegal act and they had to hand themselves in to the local police. Now, two of the five dancers, they were handed a 6-month suspended sentence.
Stop.
And ordered to pay $226 in court fees.
Well,
right?
That's what you get for pole dancing in public, so.
And the remain, but they were doing it in a really nice way.
Okay.
They were, and they've been called all sorts of names online. And of course, one of the dads, Steve Guntersacht, he has come back online to say, my daughter's not a scrubber. She was locked away with a hardened criminal, but they're doing it for their performance art.
Well, it is true, but like, I don't know, I suppose, look, if there's no sign to say, please don't perform pole dancing in this area, then it has to be on the government, not
it
them.
There should definitely be a sign, right?
But yeah.
But God love them, they must be a bit traumatised.
Could you
now
imagine the little, you know when they put characters under the signs, you know, for the walking man and stuff like that. Could you imagine
pole?
Could you imagine that on the sign?
That'd be great. Elsewhere, a new study out of Iran has suggested that depression and anxiety might be transmissible through kissing. Depression and anxiety can trigger the release of the stress hormone cortisol, which can disrupt the delicate balance of bacteria in the mouth.
So they're saying kissing causes stress.
Spouses can transfer this bacteria while having a bit of a smooch. In fact, prior research found that as many as 80 million bacteria are transferred in just one 10-second kiss.
I don't want to know things like that. Don't tell me things like that.
Why?
That's disgusting. Nobody wants to know.
Yeah, but you're only kissing the one person.
Yeah.
I'm only kissing the one person.
Yeah. So,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't want to hear that. But anyway, that's a study conducted where?
In Iran.
Well,
so they followed 268 newlywed couples. One set of the honeymooners reported struggling with depression, anxiety and sleep problems while their spouses were healthy at the start of the study.
So just, basically you're depressed when you're kissing your spouse. Maybe they just weren't in happy relationships.
That's a tomorrow's problem.
Yeah.
And finally, elsewhere in the northwestern Washington state, about 250 million bees escaped a commercial truck that has overturned.
Oh, absolutely buzzing for them.
They were buzzing. A truck hauling an estimated 70,000 pounds of honeybee hives rolled over around 4 a.m. close to the Canadian border near Linden. It appears the driver did not navigate a bit of a right turn well, causing the trailer to roll into the ditch. Now, the bees got out. They're all fine. But they're...
Are you interviewed? No.
None interviewed, no.
Okay.
They were all a bit buzzed off.
Minding my own business. Minding my own business.
They plan to return to their hives. They need to find the queen bee in the next day or two, according to the local sheriff's office. And the goal is to save as many bees as possible. Well, that's a lot of bees. That's you'd hate to be bees. That driver, because you'd be like, oh no, what have I done?
I know.
And then would you get out of the car or would you not?
I'd say he probably ran for his life.
100%. Yeah. Anyway, he buzzed off. That's Brendan's bit.
Ah, look at you with the puns. Very nice. Right, it is Brendan's bit. Thank you very much, Paul Ryder.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan. We'll be right back.